You're listening to KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. With KCBX News, I'm Greta Maher. Much like many places all over the U.S. and California over the weekend, there were rallies and protests across the Central Coast to oppose the separation of families at the U.S. border. In Santa Maria, organizers used the opportunity to also protest a recently built ICE facility, a facility that, as KCBX's Tyler Pratt reports, some residents say they never wanted in the first place.
Late in the afternoon Saturday, hundreds of protesters gathered in an industrial area about a block away from a neighborhood of homes. They stood in a circle, chanting and singing. The group had gathered in front of what was clearly a newer building in the area. Hazel Davalos was the event's organizer.
In 2014, the Santa Maria City Planning Commission and Council ignored the wishes of 3,000 Santa Marians when they voted to build this ICE facility and let a monster in our midst.
Jorge Manley-Hill remembers the city council meetings.
More than 3,000 people turned out to protest this. And we're not talking about just the immigrant community that turned out. Various sectors of the community turned out to say, no, we do not need this in our community.
The ICE office is a detainment facility. According to Manley-Hill, if a deportation order is made after ICE finds the person, they'll initially be held at the facility for up to 12 hours before being sent to Camarillo in Ventura County. But Manley-Hill says when ICE goes to pick someone up, others may be taken too.
But whomever's around in the immediate area who can't demonstrate that they have papers will also be rounded up, even though there was no deportation order against them.
Manley-Hill says this ICE facility in Santa Maria, a city made up of many immigrant farm workers, has had a chilling impact on the community.
People live in very real, very tangible fear.
Francisca is one of those immigrants. She didn't want her last name to be used because she was speaking out against ICE on Saturday. Hazel Davalos helped provide a translation.
Tengo hijos estudiando y para mí sería horrible que me llegaran a detener teniendo mis hijos en casa. Soy el madre de familia, soy madre soltera y sería terrible para mí abandonar a mis hijos.
The news that they were going to put this center was really one of the worst I've ever heard in my life. I'm a mother of children. I'm a single mother. And the thought of this center being here in my community and separating me from my children is the worst thing I can imagine.
Francisca says she's seen it happen firsthand.
¿Se imagina? Fueron deportados sus papás y los niños se quedaron acá en los Estados Unidos solos.
The parents were deported and the children were left here on their own.
Jorge Manley-Hill, who we heard from earlier, says the ICE facility in Santa Maria still has a limited staff, so there haven't been the same type of large-scale raids that have occurred in other larger cities. But he says there are plans in the works to increase the staffing by the end of the year. Throughout the day Saturday, in California and across the U.S., calls were made for immigration reform and to abolish ICE. Similar sentiments were shared at the Santa Maria protest. But for Hazel Davalos, the event's organizer, she reminded residents that changes could be made in the coming months by remembering someone who voted for the construction of the ICE facility.
Votes have consequences. And this November, one of those planning commissioners, and unfortunately now council members, is up for re-election in District 4. Santa Maria voters, you know what to do. Vote them out! Vote them out!
Tyler Pratt, KCBX News.